B-Pod Studios.
From the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us right
now. Easy Media Group Station. Home of the Mamie, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
You guys are great. I just started listening to you guys last year. And believe it or not, I still don't know what y'all look like.
Don't look.
I might disappoint you.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mamie, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Hello. Hi, everybody. Good morning.
Hi.
Welcome to your Monday. Craziness in the foothills. Our thoughts are out with everyone who's dealing with some major flooding.
And evidently, the flood threat still remains. There's flash flood watch warnings or watches in effect.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be raining again this afternoon.
Yeah, I guess creeks and rivers and Mountain Island Lake is really up there.
I guess one of the dams is releasing because of floodwaters.
Yeah. So
something like that.
There really is nothing worse than flooding if it affects your home or, you know, God forbid, you have to be water rescued. And I know there was a lot of water rescues. So thanks to all the first responders and thank you guys up there helping out other flood victims. We'll keep our eye on that. But your thoughts, our thoughts are with you guys this morning as we start a Monday morning on the Mamie, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Yeah. Excited to be here.
We did. We're excited. There's so much happening in the world, and we're going to let you all know about it. So I saw a celebrity couple got hitched over the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of my faves.
Yeah.
Really? I missed this.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll get into that. We got to talk about how Roy went to a restaurant where you cooked the food yourself. I got to find out more information about that.
I think he got annoyed at the chef.
which I'm the chef.
Yeah. Roy was the chef. But, you know, tonight is a is another game. Now, if the Toronto Raptors beat up on the Golden State Warriors, it's over. It's over. They win the championship. So I thought just to get us going on a Monday, we'd have a little Drake. You know, his favorite team is the Raptors, right? Yep. Everybody ready for a Monday morning show now?
Yeah, let's get to work.
Yeah, good. good plan, Roy.
Yeah.
It is the Mamie, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. So you heard Drake there. Drake is a huge fan of the Toronto Raptors. And Toronto is where the home arena is, Roy.
Right.
Outside the home arena is a giant park. And they call that park Jurassic Park.
I didn't know that.
The Raptors.
The Raptors, right. Yeah.
So now, all across Canada, from coast to coast, from Halifax to Vancouver, Jurassic Parks are popping up where Raptors fans get together and put a big screen up and watch the game.
That's very cool.
That's
so
fun.
They talk about how there's all these pop-up Jurassic Parks.
Do we have a Jurassic Park here in Charlotte? Because I think I'd just like to go to experience it.
Well, we're on the other team, right?
Well, not necessarily. Well, I see what Roy's doing there. Roy's making the Steph Curry connection.
Right, buddy? I don't think that's what he was making, by the way. I think it was like a Canada versus U.S. kind of thing. No, I thought we'd go against the Raptors. We shouldn't go to them because we're with the Checkers.
Okay, buddy.
I don't know anything. Don't hurt yourself. Am I wrong?
We're talking basketball, buddy.
It's cute.
I don't know anything. I'm sorry. You talk sports and it goes right over my head.
Well, listen. This you are going to like, Roy. This you are going to like. The Toronto Raptors and McDonald's had a deal.
Okay.
McDonald's announced last summer that at all their Ontario-based restaurants, they would give out free medium-sized fries whenever the Raptors, the basketball team, hit 12 three-pointers in a game.
Uh-huh.
And the Raptors, led by a bunch of their players, have recorded 54 such games, which adds up to over $2 million, 700,000 free fries.
Wow. That's amazing. Money they lost.
The company has given out more than $2 million worth in free orders.
By the way, I smuggled in a bunch of McDonald's to the movies yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, we smushed all the fries, jamming in our pockets. We brought a Big Mac in, two cheeseburgers, fries, chicken nuggets. Don't even ask me where it was on our bodies. I don't know how it got there.
Was it noisy when you unwrapped everything?
No, we had a plan. We brought in like four Ziploc baggies, and we dumped the paraphernalia, I'm going to call the McDonald's that, into the baggies, and then we just kind of hit it on our bodies.
Oh, that's so funny. Oh, man.
Yeah.
So let's do a quick round the room and talk about our week, our weekend in 30 seconds. I know, Roy, we're going to get to you because you went to some place where you cook
your own food
yourself,
yeah.
And I want to know more about that. Lauren, what about you? How was your weekend?
You go first because I can't remember.
Oh. Okay. My weekend was pretty straightforward. Although, you know what I got into this weekend? I got into the Jonas Brothers documentary. My wife and I watched that on Friday night. Chasing Home, is that what it's called?
Chasing Happiness,
Chasing
I think?
Happiness. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, I grew up in New Jersey. The Jonas Brothers grew up in Wyckoff, New Jersey, not far from where I lived. But I had forgotten that Kevin Sr. was a pastor at a church. Yeah. And then there were some weird issues. And he was, after the Jonas Brothers took to the stage, kind of started their career, a lot of the church people up there wanted them to be squeaky clean, but they didn't want to be squeaky clean. So it was almost like Kevin Sr. got thrown out of his own church.
Because of his kids.
And because, he was like, hey, we're supposed to live this lifestyle.
Yeah.
And he's like, we can't do that. So he couldn't even afford his home in Wyckoff anymore. He moved to Little Falls, New Jersey, and that's where the Disney Channel, and he couldn't even afford rent in this house. And then the Disney Channel came and picked up the Jonas Brothers, and their careers were forever.
Where did Belmont come into play?
Well, that's because that's where Kevin Sr.'s family was from, Belmont.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
North Carolina. So after the kids
grew up. Any mention in the show?
No mention of Belmont. Oh. Nope. No, yeah. a lot of the parents, though, a lot of good home video. And there's a really uncomfortable moment where Kevin wanted to know why Joe and Nick, in like 2012, performed a concert as the Jonas Brothers, but Kevin knew nothing about it.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, I told you. That's a real thing.
It was good.
I knew that goes on behind the scenes.
And then last night I watched David Letterman's show.
Yeah.
My next guest is with Ellen. Awesome, awesome, awesome episode.
Well, sounds like you had a TV weekend.
It was a very TV-licious weekend. Hmm. All right, Loren, do you remember anything?
I remembered. Saturday, I have so much stuff like house going on that I don't remember what I'm doing on a day-to-day basis. But on Saturday night, I did go to Heist Brewery. They were having like a little Levine fundraiser where 100% of the proceeds, if you bought a ticket to like get barbecue from Jack, which
our friend,
is
Jack,
our friend, 100% of those proceeds went to Levine Children's Hospital.
Great.
So I was all in on that. So we went to that, and then we ended up hanging out a little long afterwards.
Yeah,
but Nicole came with us.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. She had a busy weekend. She moved into her new place. Mm-hmm. And she already came in here, and she's complaining about the before the show started. She's complaining about the space, the lack of space in her new apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought you had more space in this apartment. No? Well, she's shaking her head no. She, all I heard on Saturday, though, is how she was, like, not into unpacking, and she's just going to let the boxes sit there for a minute.
Nice. I did that for, like, 6 months. You're fine. Do it at your own pace. Who cares?
We have to actually talk to Nicole later on in the show. Around 7:50, she found out a friend of hers got engaged, and she's not happy.
Yeah, she found that out while we were out together.
Oh.
And it definitely, you could tell, like, Nicole went from a 10 to, like, a 2 very quickly.
Oh, no. Okay. All right, so we'll talk about that. But Roy, up next,
she went from a 10 to 2. Wouldn't that be the other, she went from a 2 to a 10? And being upset?
Oh, no, I meant she was, like, at a good, like, she was at a level 10, like, good, like, let's party.
She was in her
and
feels.
And then, yes, it was like somebody kicked her, and she, then all of a sudden she was at a 2 and was like,
We got to talk to Roy about his experience this weekend as the chef at a restaurant where you go and you cook for yourself. We'll get into that. Plus, we got to tell you what side of the bed you sleep on, what that says about you.
Ooh, I can't wait to hear.
Okay, good. We'll talk about that in about 7 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1 with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
All right, everyone play along at home, in the car, wherever you are. Think about it. What side of the bed do you sleep on?
Looking at the bed, not... If you're looking at your bed, right?
If you're looking at your bed, yes.
I'm on the right.
Okay, Loren?
Me too.
Okay, according to a new survey, those who choose to sleep on the left side of the bed tend to enjoy oldies music and drama films, and politically they also tend to swing to the left. On the flip side, those who sleep on the right side prefer rock music, action flicks, and lean to the right politically. This was based on a study from SWNS Digital.
Well, that's a bunch of baloney. The Sterling isn't rocking out to oldies music.
I love action movies.
I mean, I do too. You got me wrong politically.
The poll finds that 40% of people choose their side of the bed because it's the one that makes it easier to leave the bed.
Really?
Partners also play a big role with 31% saying that they sleep on their side because their partner prefers the other one. That's how I am. Like, Amanda specifically wants to be on the other side of the bed.
Yeah, me too. Dallas wants to sleep on the left side of the bed. But for me, it was never like I need to sleep on the left side or the right side. I always wanted to sleep closest to the door.
Same here. I wanted to sleep closest to the bathroom and the door.
Yeah.
So I didn't have to, like, walk around.
Yeah.
And, you know, because I'm the first one up. I wanted to make sure I can get out and get going.
Amanda's further away from the door, closer to the windows, but for some reason she likes that side. I think she thinks that if Freddy Krueger comes in at night because I'm closer to the door, I'll get it first.
And it gives her a chance to get away.
That'll give her a fighting chance.
It's not a bad plan. It's really not. Sterling has more than enough time to hop out of a window.
You know? Yeah, Roy, fight back for about 3 minutes. Other reasons for choosing what side of the bed you're on: better access to the nightstand, better view of the TV, and I like to sleep either near the window or the door. So,
you know what's strange? Sterling and I used to always just sit in bed, like lay in bed and watch TV. We did that for like a summer, and we don't do that anymore, and I don't know why it stopped. But we'd like watch like American Idol at night. And
yeah. I don't last long. I can, if it's...
Me neither.
If it's 8:15... and I'm on the couch watching something with Amanda, I'll stay up. If it's 8:15 and I'm in bed watching something, Loren and I, it's like lights out.
Yeah,
like,
you put me horizontal, I'm done.
Yeah.
Like 30 seconds,
I'm
done.
So jealous.
Wow, boy, Dallas is... That's an exciting life for him, huh?
Pull that clip. He hates that.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So stupid.
I know. We're so dumb.
Lorraine giving us information we weren't even asking for.
Oh, sorry about that.
All right. We love it. What's going on? A big celebrity get together.
Yes, there was a big celebrity wedding, but we'll get to that in a second because as soon as we got done over the weekend, we were talking about the whole Beyonce thing and her publicist finally made a statement and was like, hey, guys, give the lady a break. Like, let's treat each other with love and support.
The basketball, owner's wife, yes. Who got death threats.
Yeah, the poor thing. Like, she was asking Jay-Z if he wanted a lime in his vodka, which I think everyone does. So that was really not even a warranted conversation. But maybe she was being thirsty. Maybe she wasn't. Maybe she was just trying to make sure he wasn't thirsty. Anyway, nobody should be getting death threats over something like that. And that's what her publicist spoke out and said. Okay. So Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger have officially tied the knot.
Yay!
I'm happy and sad. but I am really happy for the couple. Now, they got engaged after just 7 months of dating and tied the knot in California on Saturday. The guest list did include his ex-wife and their son.
That's cool.
Yeah.
God, I'm so jealous of people who can do that in their relationships.
Yeah, me too.
You know, have the ex there and be happy for each other and... You know,
7 months is a short time.
That's a really short time, especially when, I mean, like, him and Anna were married for a really long time, too.
Well, but celebrities get divorces like it's, you know, you know what I mean? Like, if they just hate each other, they'll get a divorce.
Right. Like, they're handing back the menu at a restaurant.
Yeah.
If they just like each other, they'll get married, too. It's not, you know, nobody, like, tries and trues the relationship. Yeah. They're just like, we've been dating for 3 months. I think we should just do it.
Who was Katherine Schwarzenegger dating before this?
Doesn't matter.
I thought it was like...
I don't think it matters.
Okay. I thought it was a celebrity.
Yeah. And when you date Chris Pratt, no one else before that matters.
And... No, I'm trying to look this up and do the dirty stuff.
Don't worry about it. I'll look it up. I thought there was somebody.
It might be. So Saturday Night Live, it looks like they're going to have to find a new President Trump because Alec Baldwin has made the announcement that his Trump days are over.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What? He started doing it in 2006 and made it through season 44 and said, let's just be clear, I won't be returning for season 45.
I hope they bring Dana Carvey to Trump.
Well, does he do a good Trump?
Yeah, he does a pretty good Trump.
They were trying to figure out like who would fill the void, you know.
And it's a big enough name that would excite the audience.
Yeah. Did you find out who she was dating before?
Yeah, Steve Maney, a radio DJ out of Charlotte. I forgot.
Hmm. All right, well...
No, who was dating Patrick?
That was it wasn't Taylor. Taylor dated him for a minute.
Okay.
Swift.
I knew there was a Schwarzenegger who had some sort of a celebrity connection. Yeah. It wasn't Catherine, it was Patrick. Okay.
All right. Now that we got into the bottom of that, that is your dirty.
All right.
That's how we're going to end it. We're off to a good week.
Oh, well, you want more?
No.
I can give you more.
No, we're good. No. We're good. You know what we got to get into? We got to talk to Roy.
Yeah, so I got to go to Let's Meet Korean Barbecue. By the way, it's M-E-A-T, not the other type of thing. But you cook your own dinner.
Have you ever been before?
One other time.
Okay.
And we were kind of flustered.
You loved it there.
I did, but last time I was there, I had a friend who was more authentic with the experience, who knew what was going on, but she was sitting at the other end. So it's me and Sterling trying to figure out Korean food.
So it was somewhat of a disaster.
Everything okay. You do is a disaster. I mean, Sterling and Marissa, our nighttime DJ, were pretty much yelling at the waitress. It was a whole thing.
Yeah, Roy was annoyed with people eating. We're going to explain more, you guys. You got to stick around. Wait about 8 minutes and we'll talk about it.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy, the Roy Morning Show. So over the weekend, Sterling, his coworkers did this big surprise promotion party for him because he got promoted at his work.
Awesome.
Nice.
And
it was somewhat of a surprise.
Yeah, it was a surprise. Mm-hmm. And we all went to Let's Meet Barbecue. I mean, I knew about it. I was in the loop, but Sterling didn't know.
Right.
And Marissa, our nighttime DJ, came, which was cool.
How did she know?
She got an invite.
I invited her.
Oh.
Yeah. You guys are so sore. I invited everyone.
No, Roy's right. It was a surprise. I was surprised to find out at 5:30 this morning that there was a party to go to.
You guys are so sore. Yeah. But we went to Let's Meet Korean Barbecue,
okay,
where you sit in front of a grill and you grill your own meats. Now, I've been there once before, but we had a friend who's been there many, many times, and she's affluent in the Korean culture.
Okay.
And she kind of helped us with it. Now, we had a group of maybe like 15 people. It was a big group of people.
And you're in charge of getting... Wait, what? No, if the...
If it's a group of 15 people, you have to split up in different tables because not all that food can fit on one grill.
Okay, and do you bring your food there or do you purchase it there?
No, you purchase. It's all you can eat. It's everyone gets.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, you get charged like $30, and then nonstop food.
Okay,
whatever meat you want, you get. And then but the girl that helped me last time is at a different table, and so we're trying to navigate the whole thing alone.
Y'all yelling from table to table.
Kind of. We don't know like when things are done being cooked, and so we get all the meats on the grill, and nothing is going, like, it's not cooking. Cooking fast. Like, it's like, at this point, 15 minutes, the whole table's starving because we had to wait almost 2 hours to even get the table.
Oh, my gosh.
And so, I evidently, it was brought to my attention that I had a very not-so-happy look on my face from everyone else because I was so upset. I'm like, I'm hungry. I'm hangry at this point. And every time... food does come available. Sterling's not. Everyone else is getting it. Sterling isn't eating. And I'm like, gosh, I need him to eat.
Yeah.
You know, I could miss a meal. I think I'm fine. But I want him to make sure he can eat. And then so the waitress comes over, and I don't know. She really rubbed our table the wrong way because we wanted to do sake bombs.
Okay.
But she was like schooling us in kind of a snotty way that it's not sake bombs in Korean culture. It's soju, and it's not soju bombs. It's something else. And you would have thought the whole table was like you just told them the worst news. Because like they're like, it's essentially a sake bomb. And they're all like upset with the waitress because she's like being rude to them on explaining this whole thing. And
she's trying to explain the culture, right?
I know, but it didn't get received well. We were hungry. We're hangry, Lorraine. Nobody's
eating.
Eat us
first and then correct us.
Yeah, don't correct hungry people. But no, so I'm like trying to grill everything. And finally, I figured out underneath the table, you can crank the grill all the way up to where flames shoot out.
So, you didn't think to ask, like, hey, can we make this thing hotter?
It's not like a big grill. I kind of thought it was just I thought it was the way it was, and I was mad. I was like, gosh, we're going to be here for 3 hours.
Was there not like a coach that walked around?
We didn't get one.
No.
We didn't get one.
You needed Jack Arnold, our buddy.
I know.
To come cook for
you. Needed my friend who was there before, but we finally cranked up the grill, and then everybody was eating, but... It was like a stressful 20 minutes.
Was everybody happy with the meal, or did you hear any more like, hey, can you, Roy, cook this more?
No, everybody was happy.
Oh, good. What else did you make besides the meat?
You threw vegetables on. They brought the sides. The staff would bring you sides.
Okay. Oh, but so you didn't have to cook the sides.
No,
you just cooked
the meat. But it was the constant game of flagging someone down and be like, you think is this done? And I'm pretty sure my whole table ate raw chicken. I'm not even kidding.
You guys don't know
pretty sure.
Cooked chicken they versus raw chicken.
They marinated in this spicy red thing, and so I couldn't tell if it was cooked or not. So I'm pretty sure.
So how long does it take you to, when you go to Let's Meet, where you make your own meal while you're there, how long is that whole experience without waiting for the table?
How long is it supposed to
take? Well, you have a two-hour time limit. You got to get in and get out in 2 hours. So, you know.
Did you do it?
Oh, yeah, okay. We did it in 2 hours. But for, like, the first 30 minutes, our grill wasn't, like, working.
It was
we were so upset.
Can you start on timer over, please?
And then, like, we look at other tables, and we're like, oh, they got better grills than us. How come theirs is going so fast?
Sir, you just have to turn yours up.
Yeah, we did, no concept of how a grill works.
Well,
you know.
Then, okay.
The MRL Morning Show on demand. The Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Erica, Joel, your boyfriend, you think is sneaking around, or you're the side piece because you found something in his closet. What'd you find?
I was just kind of like hanging out at his house, and I found a necklace and flowers and a card that says, to my wife, on it. It was like all in a bag in his closet, and I was like, you know, we're not married. We don't live together, but like, what the hell is that? Like, it's just, that's really weird.
So the card says, to my wife, what was written inside?
Well, there was no, like, handwritten message. It was just, like, your generic card. Like, I hadn't been filled out yet. And I was like, what is this?
Okay.
And it's just, I mean.
So my first initial reaction goes to, he is separated with his wife. But how long have you guys been dating?
Almost 2 years.
So that would be a long separation.
Yeah, Erica, it's not sounding good.
Yeah, I know. I never thought I'd be on this. But, like, what, you know, I mean, this is just really suspicious. And I actually even, like, confronted him. I was like, what is this?
Oh.
And he said he was holding it for a friend.
Is that not believable, that he was holding it for a friend? I mean, maybe they were trying to keep him from, I don't know, a wife snooping?
No.
If you have it for a friend, you could just have it in the middle of the house. Like, I could see it.
Right, yeah.
Like, why was it hidden?
Yeah, okay. No, that's weird. He's not hiding it for a friend.
Okay. Here's what we're going to do, Erica. We're going to call up Joel. We'll find out who he sends the romantic roses to. Try and bite your tongue till we get all the info, okay?
Yeah, okay. I can't believe this is happening.
Are you sure you want to do this? Because once we dial, there's no hanging up. Like, we will get him.
Yeah, I want to know. I mean,
okay.
You deserve to know.
All right.
I do. Thank you.
Okay. I'm dialing him up. Here we go.
Hey, Joel. My name is Val. I'm calling from Flowers for You, and I have your name and number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest for today. One of your friends tagged you in our post, and we randomly selected your handle to get $100 in beautiful free red roses. We contacted your friend who tagged you in our post and got your information, so I'm just calling you today.
No, thanks. Am I on some list?
Nope. We are simply just giving away $100 in beautiful free red roses, and we just ask that you tell somebody about our services.
And it's free.
Totally free. No delivery charge. I don't need a credit card from you. I don't even need your address. I just need the person that you'd like to send it to.
Oh, okay.
All right. So do you have someone in mind, Joel, that you'd like to send beautiful romantic roses to?
Yeah. Sure.
Cool. Who can we send them to? I just need a name, and then I have a card for them, and I will get their information at the end here.
Okay, beautiful. Erica?
Okay, we're going to send them
E-R-I-C-A.
To... Okay, to Erica. And what would you like to put on Erica's card to go with these romantic roses?
Do I have, like, a word limit, or I guess just something small, right?
Yeah, just a couple sentences.
Okay. Hey, honey, love you so much. Such a big surprise for you coming. You're gonna be blown away. Write some form of that.
Joel, there's a big surprise coming. What's going on, Joel? It's Erica. What's going on,
Joel? You are not talking to a flower shop. you're on the phone with the Manny Roy and the Red Morning Show. With Kiss 95.1, it's a segment called War of the Roses. It's where we catch cheaters.
Wow.
Now, typically, we see if the suspected cheater sends the flowers to someone other than his partner. You clearly sent it to Erica, so What's going on here? Because Erica still thinks there's something suspicious going on.
Erica.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Erica, there's nothing suspicious going on. I told you that.
Erica saw the flowers in the closet.
She even asked you about it.
Erica, the flowers were for you.
But the cards is to my wife, you know?
Yeah. Well, we call each other hubby and wifey.
Oh, my gosh. I wasn't even thinking about that.
How could you not? I mean, I guess we haven't said it in a couple weeks, but I mean, we say that even though we're not married. You've called
oh
me
my
hubby,
gosh.
I've called you wifey. It's like a thing we've got. And then
is that true, Erica?
Yeah, it's true. I think I just snapped to being jealous, and I'm so sorry I did this to
you.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Our 2-year anniversary is coming up next month.
Oh my gosh! Yes, it is.
So you got our flowers 2 months in advance?
I was going to set flowers up around the house, and I was starting to gather, like, different kinds of flowers. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry, babe.
Well, I mean, we all thought you were in for it, but I think now we all know that you're not. You sent the flowers to your girlfriend and maybe soon-to-be wife. Maybe that's what the surprise is.
Maybe.
Ruined another surprise.
Yeah, way to ruin it if that really is it.
All right, Joel, Erica, you're okay? You're good, Erica?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
My friends are never going to let me live this down, Erica.
All right, thanks, guys. Good luck, okay?
Thanks.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Powered by Plato's Closet. Email us mornings at kiss951.com. Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Loren, you said you found an article over the weekend and you were wanting to share it with us.
Yeah, you know, when we were growing up, I feel like our parents got away with so much more than anything we could do as parents these days. And I want to take a walk down memory lane and go through some of the things our parents let us do that would never fly now.
All right.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So much happening here on the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Not just today, this week. We got a really cool Father's Day experience for you guys to get dad. We'll give you more information on that tomorrow morning, right around this time, okay? So if you've already forgotten about dad because Father's Day is coming up, don't worry, we got you. And it's something that we put together that is so cool. Can't wait to tell you about that. Plus, a very popular MRL show segment is back on the air in just about 15 minutes from now.
Woohoo!
So make sure you keep it here to Kiss 95.1.
All right, so Manny, you just mentioned dad. And I found this article, and it's the things that parents did, like, back in the day that would not be okay if they did that.
It is so true.
And I think all of our parents did some of these with us, right? But we're hearing from people who, at 6 weeks old, was put in a cardboard box in the back seat and driven across 3 states to be introduced to their grandparents.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
I mean,
different time.
Yeah.
My mom blatantly said the only way she got through her pregnancies was smoking and drinking.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I don't think she did it nightly, but she was like, there was times where I was completely stressed out, and the only thing I could do to calm myself down was smoke. And yeah, Amanda had the same reaction you did.
I was like, literally, I just You took my words away.
Or like how parents, like, they'd be smoking their cigarettes in the car with the windows up with, yeah. the kids in the back.
That's kids secondhand smoke, though. Yeah.
Go fetch grandma's cigarettes.
Well, one of the things on this list is that mom used to send me into the grocery store or the convenience store to get her cigarettes, and she just waved from the car that she was giving consent.
Yeah, smoking was a bit different, man. Yeah.
704-570-9595. Play along and tell us, what was it that your parents did to you or your brothers, or maybe a story they had about their parents?
Yeah.
Just something that now wouldn't fly. 704-570-9595.
Someone said that at ages 9 and 12, they were dropped off at the beach at 9 a.m. and picked up at 6. No adult supervision.
At the beach, too. Yeah. No sunscreen.
No. No sunscreen, right?
There was a lifeguard on duty. Like, yeah.
Don't go too deep. If you go past waist deep, that's where the shark's going to get you.
And you know the 9 and 12, 9-year-old and the 12-year-old, they're like, ball. I got the full day at the beach.
Right?
No complaints here.
Yeah.
I got one for you.
Tell me.
The neighbor that lived behind me was doing outdoor landscaping, and this was in the 80s. Probably mid-80s, and they had a daughter, and the daughter wouldn't stay on the property. She was probably like 4, and she would always run away. So they tied.
Don't.
And everybody was like, wow, really good idea. That'll keep her on the property. They tied like a dog line around her waist and then tied that to a tree so that she couldn't run away.
Oh, and they put her on a dog lead?
Yes, and then tied it like around her waist and like knotted it and then tied it to a tree. So she had about 10 feet
before she got stopped.
Yeah,
oh my
but,
gosh.
But here's the thing. I specifically remember, I have the visual in my head of her like trying to run and break the lead.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. And getting clotheslined back.
And my dad saying, that's a good idea. That's how you keep her on the property.
Oh,
can you imagine now?
Well, it's not that far off. Remember when the parents would go to the mall with the ropes and the kids?
No, that's different. That's a backpack. It is like having your kid on a leash.
Yeah.
But that's
a safety thing.
Yeah.
This was just, they didn't want to chase her down until, you know, she wouldn't, they didn't have a fence.
Holy
and
cow.
And she wouldn't stay on the property, so they tied her to a tree.
Some
and neighbors were like, wow, that's really good parenting. Yeah. 1987, yes.
I didn't even know that, first of all, that seatbelts existed until I was probably 12 and allowed to sit in the front seat. Like, if you were in the back seat, you never wore a seatbelt.
Yeah.
And then somebody just texted in, whiskey on your gums when you were teething. Thing,
yep.
When
yep.
you're little, but I ain't gonna lie, I think some people still do that.
I think my family, yeah, I mean, it's a practice in my family.
Oh, so many.
I remember,
so funny.
Like, my parents would, as soon as the baby would come home, they would give you the baby's popsicles.
Mm.
And that's a lot of sugar that you don't give yeah. to babies anymore. But, like, you would give the baby to suck on a popsicle.
We want to say hi to you guys, so give us a shout. A lot of people are texting, but call us, 704-570-9595. Texting is nice, but we have a lot of follow-up questions, and we want to hear from you guys. What's something that your parents did back in the day that definitely wouldn't fly now?
Let's talk with Krista in Gastonia. Hey, Krista.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, so you were raised by Dad. Tell us what happened.
Yeah. So I was raised by my dad, and whenever, you know, I would misbehave or something out in public, he had to obviously take care of that. So if we were at a restaurant or wherever we were, he would have to take me to the bathroom and spank me.
Mm. Yeah. Yes, somebody texted and said they got in trouble at school, and the mom came up and spanked her in front of the whole class.
Oh, my gosh.
I actually knew someone that happened to. It might have been someone I went to school with.
Oh, my gosh. That is so funny. Thanks, Krista. Times are just so different now, and it's
totally
because
different.
Social media. Everybody takes a video of it. Next thing you know, your little incident has gone worldwide. Yeah, and
they'll
you
say
know,
child abuse now.
Of course.
Yeah.
Now, so by the way, we're not saying any of this was right.
Right.
It's just the way it was back in the day.
Jenny and Charlotte, welcome to the Mandy Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hi, my neighbors, and I wasn't even Catholic, but if you did something wrong, you had to kneel down on a broom and pray for forgiveness.
Ow.
In front of everyone?
No, they would just kind of put you in the kid's bedroom.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Oh, man. Does this count? Like, my older brothers, my dad said, like, the sink or swim technique was how they learned how to swim.
My dad
just threw them in the pool.
My dad got thrown into a river.
Oh my gosh, a river?
A river.
With currents?
Yes.
That's freaking dangerous. How old was he?
I don't know. I mean, my dad, God, he just told us the story. But yeah, him and his brothers, I mean, there were 9 kids in that family. They're like, we ain't got time to teach you how to swim, so figure it out.
Yeah. He'll hit a rock and stop at some point. Yeah.
I told my dad we were going to Little Otter Swim School. He's like, Little Otter Swim School? He goes, sink or swim. Do what I did to your brothers. Throw them in the pool. They'll figure it out. Like, what?
Let's talk with Karen in Concord. Welcome to the Manny Roy of the Rim Morning Show.
Hey, thank you. My parents used to take us to California every year in a station wagon, and they were with me and my 7 siblings, and me and my little sister would hang out in the very back windows. You know how the station wagons would have like a ledge?
Uh-huh.
We would just sleep up there and chill out.
Yeah, no seatbelts.
No seatbelts.
No rules.
7 of us.
Yeah. Yep. That's the other thing, too, is my cousin, they joke about this now. My cousin, her mom took her home from the hospital, again, probably in the late 70s, no seatbelts. Just laid the baby down on the blanket in the back of the car.
I do remember a lap belt, but I don't ever remember having like a thing over me. I remember there was like something just on my lap.
Yeah.
We used to bounce around the back seat of the car.
These are so funny.
Melanie in Wilkesboro, you are on with the Manny Roy of the Rim Morning Show. What's something that your parents did back in the day they couldn't get away with now?
Well, I grew up in New England. And so my mother decided that she would take us to the playground when it was like 95 degrees. And back then in the 90s, everything was metal. So we'd be trying to slide down the slide, sticking to the thing, getting burnt on it.
I remember that.
She would take us to the beach in the wintertime because nobody was there. And so we'd be trying to play in like 2 feet of snow when there's a blizzard at the beach. And she would sit in the car and you could barely see us, and we're down by the ocean somewhere. And we're like 9.
Oh, that's so funny. That's so funny. Yeah. All right, thanks for sharing, Melanie.
I remember our school had a wooden playground. And by the way, when it burnt down, nobody thought it was like a safety issue. They're like, oh, well, we got to build a new one. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, it wasn't a red flag. Yeah.
Hey, by the way, a text message came in and said, growing up in Maine, my dad used to bring us logging. He would pack us PB&J and then forget to give us something to drink. So he would give us like Coors Light to drink. We were 5 or 6 years old.
Oh my
God. Wow.
Crazy, right? All right. Keep them coming. We'll keep reading those. 704-570-9595. But coming up in less than 10 minutes, a feature we all love is back.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's 95.1. It's the Manny Roy in the Rim Morning Show. And it's been off the air for about a month, but it's back. The senseless survey. And I want to say, before we begin, as you guys know, we've been having issues with this, with the Census Bureau. I do want to say that everyone on this call did agree to be on the air, and they do know at the end of all this, they knew it was a prank. But getting into it was a little rough. So let's see how long this lasts they take us back down.
You guys, put your ears to the radio. Here it is, a brand new senseless survey.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Darren, Mr. Brown, U.S. Senseless Bureau. We got to get your paperwork submitted here. It's just the back page that you didn't fill out, and it's a questionnaire surveying the American people. Should only take about 30 seconds, and we could process your paperwork.
Okay.
Great. What's Satan's last name?
What?
Satan.
Who? Why? What? Why do you need to know that? Why does the government need to know that?
Well, we're just trying to figure out what you know. What about Moses? Does he have a last name?
Moses?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know, but
he was in the Bible. Do you think that Moses was secretly a surfer and he just wanted to create mad waves? That's why he separated the water and it was all crazy and whatnot?
Okay, all right. One of these questions don't make any sense. And I don't think... y'all don't ask religious questions. There's a separation of church and state. So
you don't feel comfortable with the religion?
No.
Okay.
Not to a stranger, no.
Okay, I can change it. How often do you grill bacon shirtless?
I don't. You could burn yourself. That would hurt.
That's a good point. I probably should wear a shirt next time. Does your couch have plastic wrap on it, protecting it from stains and the environment?
What? No, I'm not an 80-year-old grandma.
Okay. And speaking of couches, is it possible to seal the deal on a pull-out couch?
All right, man. Listen, I don't know who you are or who put you up to this.
I'm guessing you sealed the deal.
All right, dude. Don't ever call me again. All right. Bye.
Awesome.
And all is right with the world again.
That's right.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa.
Oh, I'm so happy that's back. Justin,
7:20 and 8:20, Mondays and Wednesdays. Mm. Okay.
Justin Bieber, he got fans a little excited this weekend because he gave us a glimmer of hope that there is new music coming. The singer teased new music, although he didn't provide many details. So we'll just have to wait and see.
Okay.
Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger have tied the knot in California this Saturday. And the two were only dating for, I think, 7 months before they got engaged. But Anna Faris, his ex, was at the wedding with their son, Jack.
Ah.
Yeah.
You know, we have Arnold here.
Oh, Arnold. Mm-hmm. Was the wedding... How did...
This is me, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Mm-hmm. Was the wedding beautiful?
That's right.
Yeah. What did you say to your new son-in-law, Chris Pratt?
Hello, cutie pie.
Well, that's what I would have said to him, too.
Dad, he's taken.
Ariana Grande, she did just add some more dates to her Sweetener tour, but she'll be right here in Charlotte tonight.
Yes.
And if you're heading to the concert, there are some new guidelines that you'll have to follow. Your bags can't exceed 12 inches by 6 inches by 12 inches. You've got to carry clear bags and no cameras or recording devices other than your cell phones.
And that is the specific reason why Loren is not going to the show tonight. She does not have a bag that fits
the requirements.
I don't have a small enough bag. Yeah.
Sorry, can't go.
Nope. All right, and Kylie Jenner, Jordan Woods, and Tristan Thompson were all spotted out in the same club over the weekend.
Whoa.
Yeah. Now, Kylie and Jordan were there to celebrate a birthday, and they were in the same VIP area. And Tristan wasn't there for the birthday party, but he was also in the same club. So a little awkwardness there. And on the way out, of course, the paparazzi was torturing Jordan, yelling questions, wanting to know if she talked to Kylie, you know.
I hope this is going to be on a new episode.
The paparazzi.
Yeah, I hope so, too. And Meghan Markle got her push present. If you're wondering what her push present was after having baby Archie, it is a brand new ring to go with her stack of rings from her wedding, her engagement ring, and now a brand new eternity band. That is your Dirty for now.
Thanks, Loren. Let's play Can't Be Loren. 704-570-9595. She only has like two wins, three wins.
Right.
And barely nothing. So call now. Take her down.
The MRL Morning Show on demand. Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorette.
Oh, ring it.
On Kiss 95.1.
Jasmine, welcome to the Mini Roy and Lorette Morning Show.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're great. You are kicking off the week with Can't Beat Lorette. Let's do it.
All right, Lorette, get out of the studio.
I'm going.
All right, she is putting her headphones down, walking out of the room. And she is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger tied the knot over the weekend. Who is Chris's now famous father-in-law?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And this pop star added a few more dates on her Sweetener tour. We'll be playing her hits like Thank You Next tonight right here in Charlotte. Who is that?
Ariana Grande.
And Jada Pinkett Smith got real once again on our podcast and talked about the different types of betrayal her and her husband have experienced. Who is her husband?
Will Smith.
Question four, J-Lo performed a duet with her daughter, and the internet is just loving it. Finish the lyric. Don't be fooled by the rocks that I got. I'm still Jenny from the...
block.
And this actor made the announcement that his days of playing the president on SNL are over. What actor is that?
Oh, Alec Baldwin.
Come on in, Loren.
Loren, it's going to be a tough battle. She got them all correct, which means I won't tell you if you got it right or wrong until the very end. I hope you lose.
She's got a panicked look on her face, Jasmine. Let's see how she does. Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger tied the knot over the weekend. Who is Chris's now famous father-in-law?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And this pop star added a few more dates on her Sweetener tour and will be playing her hits like Thank You Next tonight right here in Charlotte. Who is that?
Ariana Grande.
Question three. Jada Pinkett Smith got real once again on her podcast and talked about the different types of betrayal her and her husband have experienced. Mm-hmm. Who is her husband?
Will Smith.
Question four. J-Lo performed a duet with her daughter and the internet is loving it. Finish the lyric. Don't be fooled by the rocks that I got. I'm still Jenny from the
block.
And this actor made the announcement that his days of playing the president on SNL are over.
Alec Baldwin.
Oof. You know what I was hoping? Is that she would mispronounce his name.
Alex.
Alex Baldwin. Yeah. Yeah. All right, Lorraine, you got them all right. It's a tie. Three wins for you.
Jasmine, great job, but it is a tie. You know what I want to hear.
All right. Well, I am Jasmine from Orville, and I can't be Lorraine, but I can tie her.
Thanks for playing.
Way to start your week, right, Jasmine. Good job.
Thank you. Bye.
Still to come.
Okay. Lorraine was out with Nicole, and she sent a group text message to the morning show text chain that we have going and said, OMG, we've got to talk about this Monday morning. Nicole's friend got engaged, and Nicole's got a major issue with it. Mm-hmm. You saw it firsthand.
Yeah, it was bad. Like, when she found out, the demeanor completely changed for right. the night.
I got to find out what the issue is. Does she not like the other person? Is she mad that she found out late? We're going to dive into it. And pull back the layers, as they say, at 7:51.
Want more of the MRL Morning Show? Go behind the scenes with our weekly Rap Party podcast. Access it with the Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa. The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We are the Manny Roy and the Ram Morning Show.
Ordinarily, when a friend of yours gets engaged and makes the announcement, Lorraine, you get pretty excited.
Yeah.
You know, jump up and down. We get to go dress shopping and all that stuff, whatever it may be, but that's not the case with our friend Nicole.
No, we were out on Saturday night, and Nicole, did you see something on Instagram or did you get a text message?
I was not on Instagram. I got a text message from someone else in the friend group, and then I got two more text messages, and then I got two more text messages about, have you seen Facebook? Have you seen Instagram? Yada, yada. And so at that point, I logged on, and the first thing that I see is a post about how my best friend of, 10 years is engaged to her girlfriend. And
you had no idea.
No idea.
Well, you expected to get a phone call before social media.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm getting.
Or at all.
Yeah. Like, if I'm getting engaged, like, my thought process, my best friends are going to hear at some point, either that I'm ring shopping, that I'm thinking about planning it.
Right.
Like, my friends are going to have some.
They're not going to be shocked that happened.
Like,
they
may not be there or be involved in the proposal, but they'll still know that it's going to happen.
So, you're not necessarily upset at the fact that you found out through social media. You're upset that this hit you blindsided. You had no idea this was happening.
Yeah, there's a lot that I'm upset about. Like, I'm not.
No, there's more to it, too, Roy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you're not in love with the person that.
No.
Okay.
No. And I was. I was a fan for the sake of she's my best friend and I want what makes her happy.
You're talking about her partner. You're not a fan of the partner.
Right.
Okay.
So I got over that and I, decided to be on board because at the end of the day, like, people are going to do whatever they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can either, get with it or get lost. But, I'm just. At this point, I mean, at our age, like, healthy is a thing. Like,
yeah.
And it's just not my version of what I think is healthy.
Does this friend of yours live in Charlotte?
No.
Okay. So is it...
They're close enough.
Yes, close enough.
I was going to say maybe it's possible that, she just kind of, because you're out of sight, out of mind type thing.
No. This is like a day one.
What do you mean?
What does that mean?
No.
Like, you've
known since day one?
No. Like you have your, like, I feel like a lot of people, like, we're all best friends.
This is your ride or die friend.
Right.
Okay.
Oh,
okay. Well, do you talk to this best friend at least once a day through text?
Not once a day, but things have gotten a lot, communication has gotten shorter since this person's gotten involved. This person is not a confident person.
The partner,
mm-hmm. which makes an insecure person turn into an insecure lover, which always affects the friends.
Okay. Roy and Lorraine, I have a question here mm-hmm. that I'm going to ask Nicole.
Okay.
And it's going to be a big question.
Okay.
Does your friend, your so-called best friend, who you want to know everything about, know that you have moved
Yeah. And that
thought you were going to get her. There,
I thought I was going to get her. Like, no, I didn't have a chance to tell her that. Then I was going to say, well,
nope.
That's pretty big news. Moving is almost as big as like
no.
Yeah.
Well, no, but with this move, there are a lot of emotions that I've gone through
sure.
in the past week or two that she has been fully aware of. Uh-huh. I mean, I have not, neither Lauren or myself, like if you follow Lauren on social media, you know that she said goodbye to Finley. You know yeah. that she moved to New York. Like, you know all these things, and she, which means she knows them, and she hasn't even like stepped out of her world to reach out to me.
Now, you may have said this. Is your friend the one who got on the knee or did the proposing?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
yes.
So it's not like...
It's not like she
got proposed.
It
wasn't a surprise to her, yeah. right? We just got a text message from 336 that says, Nicole, I got married and didn't tell my best friend of 15-plus years. Got married, not engaged.
Well, they must not be best friends, right?
Is there something to the fact that your friend knows that you're not fond of the partner and she's kind of like yeah. sheepish
she
about it?
She didn't want to hear it from you?
Yeah, I do. And our friend group, like that's the thing is like
nobody knew,
nobody
right?
Nobody knew. I'm her best friend in like 10 years, but she's also got another best friend in our friend group that she's known for, you know, 12, 15 years. And she wasn't even in the loop of any of it. So I think that's what it is I think she...
She's chosen the...
She... Yeah, she chose.
She chose him. Well, you know, and now I kind of get it from her angle. You know, no one supports me.
But that should be a red flag. I don't think if every person in my life was not excited for me, or if I felt too worried to talk to my best friends about a proposal, that would be a red flag to me.
Right, but you don't get that when you're going through it. You see
correct.
That afterwards.
Absolutely.
But okay, that's why I said, I was like, Nicole, you should still be there for her because you're going to have to be there to pick up the pieces when this goes sideways.
Yeah, maybe you've been in this position before when you found out that your friend got engaged or got married and you didn't know about it and you're in Nicole's position. 704-570-9595. We'll take your calls on that. That would be helpful. And then just after 8 and like 3-4 minutes from now, we got to tell you, there's a whole other part of this now that's weighing on Nicole.
Really? There's another angle?
Yes. Huh. You're missing a big one.
This seems pretty heavy as it is.
And we'll talk about that coming up after the Jonas Brothers.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
As we come to you guys from South End here in Charlotte, 1520 South Boulevard, the Beasley Media Group building. We didn't get the rain too bad here, but we do know up in the foothills and the Hickory area and Morganton and up in that area there, even up in Catawba County, got it. And our thoughts are with you guys if you're dealing with some flooding. I know all of our first responders are doing a really great job. We got a text message from a first responder early this morning who said, thank you for putting a laugh in their life because they had a rough weekend. So our thoughts are with everybody out there dealing with that stuff. We're dealing with some issues here with producer Nicole, who found out her best friend got engaged and didn't tell you at
still
all.
Still hasn't
said anything.
Yeah, so I saw this news Saturday night, so who knows when it actually happened. Like, I don't know if her partner posted, like, immediately after it happened, but as it is Monday morning, still no word.
Did you like the post so she knows that you know?
Nope.
Okay.
And I specifically did not like the post.
Okay.
And it's because you're not in love with your best friend's partner. You don't feel like they're a great combination for each other.
I will say that that's half of it, yeah.
Yeah. So right before we went to the Jonas Brothers song a little while ago, we said there's a whole other part of this.
Mm-hmm.
The other part that's glaring is, are you going to go to the wedding? Will you be in the wedding party if she asks you to?
I don't know. Like... And Lauren and I talked about this is because at first, like while I'm texting my friends, like I'm texting with people who are
fired up.
Yeah, who are fired up, but also who are people who would be part of that bridal party. And when I'm asking like what they would do, because we're obviously like that's somebody who would be my maid of honor. You know, like that's how close we are.
This person getting married.
Yes.
This woman. Yeah.
But if she asked me, like, part of me wants to say no, because how can I, like, knowing what I know and having had to been there for her during some times, like, I don't know how. I feel like going to it shows that I accept it,
support,
or like I support it, but like I support her happiness. But as a best friend, I feel like I know I can call BS when BS is BS.
I bet she's not even going to invite you.
Wow, you think I don't think they'll have a regular wedding. I think they'll elope.
Yeah,
I think there's so much damage done with the friends at this point. That,
well, I mean, why would you want people at your wedding that you know that doesn't support your decision? So I bet, you know.
That's sad, and I feel really bad for you.
Yeah, no, I mean that sucks because my job as a best friend is to be there, and it's hard to be there when you won't let me be there.
Mm-hmm.
I'll buy you a beer tonight at Bark in the Park at BB&T. Sweet. Yeah, we'll make up for it.
Let's talk with Donovan and Charlotte, who's gotten married and didn't tell anyone. Hey, Donovan.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, we're doing really well. So what would you like to say?
Well, for me, I got married. I met a girl, and it just all fell together, and it happened kind of fast. And I was just about to get out of the military, and me and my friends had made a bunch of plans to do things when I got out. So I was super nervous to tell them that I had gotten married because I guess I was apprehensive that maybe they wouldn't. I knew that they would have their feelings hurt and maybe they would be mad at me.
But did they know the woman that you got married to and not approve of it? Or was it just you didn't know how they would receive it because you had already made plans?
I didn't know how they would receive it because we all together had made plans. Once I got out, we were going to do certain things, and that obviously wasn't going to happen anymore.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Donovan. See, this might be more common than we think.
Should it be?
But it puts you in a really tough spot. Like you said, you want to be the best friend and you want to take her and be like, this is not right. Like, I'm not okay with this, but you're not going to win that fight. Clearly,
exactly.
She's drawn the line in the sand and she's chosen her side.
And that's what I'm at is because what good is going to come if I text her saying congrats? Like, she clearly knows that's BS.
Yeah.
But then I can't text her and say, hey, you're making a mistake, because that's me being selfish about the whole thing.
And you know what else?
What's that?
I was going to say, what else sucks is that when this doesn't work out, like you think it's probably not going to, she's going to be mad at you for not telling her. But you can't tell her now.
I swear to you, that happened to me.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
That literally happened to me, and I was like, I said it in so many words, 8 different ways, without coming right out and being like, hey.
Did you just swear?
I said, if this chick comes to me.
I heard different too,
so I dumped.
What?
I dumped the S word.
You did not enunciate the...
Yeah.
If this chick.
Okay, that's much better.
There you go. We heard it that time.
Our buddy Josh in Lancaster's on.
So dramatic.
I thought you said it too, Nicole.
Josh, didn't you think she said the S word?
Hey, Bo,
didn't you think that Nicole just said the S word?
Well, I'm going to take her aside and say no.
Okay.
Oh, thanks, Josh. Yeah. I think I know what I'm doing.
Which is maybe you got passionate real quick.
It's my first time on the radio?
It's not, but still. All right, Josh, what would you like to say?
See, I had a best friend to do me the same way that Nicole's did her. He told me about him getting engaged and everything, but then I didn't know he got married until I seen the photos on Facebook. So, you know, he knew me and Vicky had got engaged, but he didn't know that we got married until he heard us on Kiss 95.1.
Oh, so you did the same thing back.
So, you know, way I look at it, what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Josh, your friend found out that Roy married you at the Duncan in Gastonia. And that's how he knew you were married, yeah.
Right. And believe me, he cut up like Cheeto on Tarzan's shoulder.
They did what now?
Something about Cheetos.
I don't
Cheetos.
Know, but it was funny.
And the shoulder was involved.
Hey, did you see your wedding video, by the way, went viral? It got picked up by a national TV show and locally here?
I've seen that.
That's good.
That is awesome.
Yep.
And again, I want to thank everybody.
Hey, man.
You got it, dude. Thanks.
You're the best.
Thanks. All right, look, you and Josh have something in common. You both have best friends who don't want to listen to you.
Now, to play devil's advocate, is there a chance that this person, that her partner is actually really, really good, and you're only getting the bad whenever the bad stuff happens?
No.
And maybe she's upset because this partner is stealing the best friend, is filling the void that Nicole
used to
have.
Saying?
Maybe.
No.
I'm just trying to be devil's
Nicole's
advocate.
Nicole's not petty like that.
No.
She can share.
Okay.
You're right.
But I do, like, at this, I think everyone goes through a time, like, everyone's had that one relationship that takes you away from your friends. Usually you're, like, 18 or 20, but you learn from that. And then for after that, you're like, you know what? My friends are the most important thing.
Yeah.
So you go into your next relationship and you don't let it happen. The problem is now we're 27, 28, and you still don't know how to differentiate your friends, your own life, and your life with your significant other. Like, to me, that's a red flag. Like, you should be able to split the two, no problem on either side.
Yeah. Well, she knows that you're not happy. But keep us updated. Let us know what happens. Let us know when she reaches out to you.
It's 48 hours and counting.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll keep everyone updated. We do have an update about one of our biggest segments that disappeared for a while. It's back.
The Roy Senseless Survey. That is just a prank phone call segment and in no way in connection with the actual government. It's finally back.
We got a brand new one for you. We're going to have a really good laugh in 5 minutes.
Want more of the MRL Morning Show? Go behind the scenes with our weekly Rap Party podcast. Access it with the Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa. The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Who used to call me on my cell phone?
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
Who used to call me on my cell phone?
Now, Roy's Random Survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Darren, Mr. Brown, U.S. Senseless Bureau. We got to get your paperwork submitted here. It's just the back page that you didn't fill out.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Out, and it's a questionnaire surveying the American people. Should only take about 30 seconds, and we could process your paperwork.
Okay.
Great. What's Satan's last name?
What?
Satan.
Who? Why? What? Why do you need to know that? Why does the government need to know that?
Well, we're just trying to figure out what you know. What about Moses? Does he have a last name?
Moses?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know, but
he was in the Bible. Do you think that Moses was secretly a surfer and he just wanted to create mad waves? That's why he separated the water and it was all crazy and whatnot?
Okay, all right. I don't... One, these questions don't make any sense. And I don't think... Y'all don't ask religious questions. There's a separation of church and state. So
you don't feel comfortable with the religion?
No.
Okay.
Not to a stranger, no.
Okay, I can change it. How often do you grill bacon shirtless?
I don't. You could burn yourself. That would hurt.
That's a good point. I probably should wear a shirt next time. Does your couch have plastic wrap on it, protecting it from stains and the environment?
What? No, I'm not an 80-year-old grandma.
Okay. And speaking of couches, is it possible to seal the deal on a pull-out couch?
All right, man. Listen, I don't know who you are or who put you up to this.
I'm guessing you sealed the deal.
Oh, my goodness. Don't ever call me again. All right. Bye.
That's awesome. And like we said earlier at 720, all is right in the world again.
Yes.
With the return of the Senseless Survey. Every Monday and every Wednesday, 720 and 820.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
New victims, new stupid questions. It's the Senseless Survey.
All right, so Justin Bieber, he may have had an idea that could be a Mission Impossible, but the Sorry singer on Sunday challenged actor Tom Cruise to a UFC cage fight.
Huh?
Okay.
So, I mean, I get it, but I'm like, the guy's 56 years old. Like, yeah. You're 25. I don't even know. I mean, maybe it is a fair fight. I don't know. Tom Cruise is in great shape, but I just don't even understand this whole thing.
Okay. And Tom Cruise is in really good shape.
Yeah.
You know, I was watching an interview with James Corden, and they did a bit on the Late Late Show where they jumped out on an airplane.
Mm-hmm.
And evidently, Tom Cruise jumped out like twice before they actually shot it. Just to get like a good feel for it.
Yeah. Just to know
just
what
fun,
he was in for.
You know? I really enjoyed it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
This is where Tom Cruise got hit in the face by a water gun.
What's so funny about that? Hey, no, don't run away. I'm here giving you an interview and answering your questions, and you do something really nasty.
That might have been Sacha Baron Cohen.
I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Jada Pinkett Smith, she has her Red Table Talk, and they were discussing relationships and relationship betrayals, and she admitted that she learned something from cheating herself.
I had two relationships before Will where I got cheated on, which really broke my heart. And then I cheated on somebody that I really cared about. And I have to tell you, me cheating on someone was more devastating than me being cheated on. It actually taught me to forgive.
Huh.
Yeah.
I gotta think about that. I wonder if there's something to that.
Taught her to forgive.
Well, I wonder if it's more hurtful when you're the cheater than when you're being cheated on, because, well, you can't control that.
She also went on to say at the end of that clip, too, that she understands because she realized that it had nothing to do with the person she was with. It had more to do with, like, her own...
Okay. Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
it
her own issues.
It had nothing to do with the other person.
Right.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. What's hot? What's trending? What should everybody have? What does Loren like?
So Costco is selling these now, and they are fruity vodka pops. Fruity vodka pops.
Like popsicles?
Like push pops.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's so you can get them for your summer. I'm all in, and we will have the information up for you at kiss951.com.
Cool. Go check that out and other things that Loren likes.
8%, by the way.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I'm going to have four of those things.
Don't
sitting
eat
on the
and
beach.
Walk.
Yeah.
Hey, you mentioned summer. Summer's here, so those are the kind of fun things that we get into, those vodka ice pops. But it also means that for high school kids and even college kids who are coming back for the summer, you got to get that summer job. So we found a list of some of the top summer jobs that you can get, but we need to ask the question, because it is pretty ridiculous if you get fired from your summer job. I mean, we're asking you to hold a job for 8 weeks and you can't do it. We're going to talk about getting fired from your summer job coming up in less than 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Why were you fired from a summer job?
You had them. I remember one of my summer jobs. I was an electrician's assistant, and I had to wear pants because you had to wear like leather boots and pants because you're doing electrical work. Mm-hmm. And it's like 100 degrees. I'm sweating. I'm in pants, and you have to wear sometimes long sleeve, bright shirt. But I never got fired, luckily.
Yeah,
I screwed up a lot of things. But I never got fired.
And when you think about it, when you graduate high school, you only have a couple weeks. Or if you're in high school and you're going back to school again, you only have a couple weeks. We're asking for 8 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even my parents, when I had a summer job, they were like, take 2 or 3 weeks off for yourself and then get a job.
Oh, that's nice of them.
Yeah. I mean, my job was landscaping. It was a piece of cake, but, yeah. You know, but what was the reason why you got fired from your summer job? 704-570-9595. And the reason why it's somewhat funny is because you're not reinventing the wheel with summer jobs.
Sure.
It's not your permanent job.
They're entry-level positions, typically.
Right.
The babysitters, camp counselors.
Lifeguard,
pool cleaner.
Ooh.
Let's see. A career-oriented internship. Maybe if you're a...
Summer internship.
Mm-hmm. We do that here at the station. A tutor.
Well, you gotta be smart for that.
That's true. Swim teacher. Movie theater employee.
Yep.
Golf course caddy / maintenance person. Working at an automobile detailer place.
Oh, like washing cars?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I always feel bad, you know, like the Auto Bell where they have all the...
They're like all high school kids.
They're all high school kids out there sweating in the sun.
Yeah, they're having fun, though.
I guess. It's tough work.
A handy person. You know, maybe paint decks, things like that. Fix up, do some work outside. Dog walker, pet sitter.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that's a big thing now thanks to the Rover app.
Mm-hmm. Why were you fired from your summer job? 704-570-9595. Let's see.
Well, you know, one thing I love about summer jobs, too, is because the managers, they also don't, they won't, like, put up with a lot of it because they know there's, like, other kids that will take the job.
Yeah.
I remember when I was a server at Country Cookin', It was in the summertime, and some kid was like, "Hey, I need this day off," and the manager's like, "No." And they were like, "Well, I'm not showing up that day." And the manager's like, "Then you're done."
Okay. That was nice.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. You got to come in. So,
well, it's the Monday after most schools have graduated, and you know, college kids are getting ready to go to school in a couple weeks. But you have to have that summer job. Why did you get fired from it? 704-570-9595.
Hey, Jack and Charlotte, what'd you get fired for?
I was dating a girl that I work with, and we got caught in the back.
Oh, you actually got caught in the action.
Yes, in the act.
What kind of job was it?
Summer camp.
Summer camp.
Oh, yeah.
And then you got to go tell your parents, right? You got to tell your parents that you were fired from the summer camp job.
Exactly. Ain't got to tell them why.
They just didn't need any more help. They were overstaffed.
Yeah, that's it.
Hey, was the person that you hooked up with, was her name Shanice by any chance?
No.
Oh, because there's somebody else on hold named Shanice who got fired for the same thing.
That would have been awesome.
As a camp counselor. That's funny.
Well.
They decided not to use their name on the air.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe we shouldn't take this person.
So wait, you were a camp counselor?
Yeah.
And what happened?
Okay, so I was really, really close with the director and was really, really, you know, family friends, and it got a little too close.
Okay.
So
did the director favor you? You know what I mean? Like, if you're dating the camp director, you have the best job. Right. You get to be in the air conditioning.
She and I were... Okay, so... She favored me so much that we dated.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And things got a little too complicated, and then, like, we broke up, and she was like, "Oh, never mind, you're fired."
Oh, yeah, sucks. That's the worst.
Yeah. That sucks.
Thanks, Anonymous.
Yeah, you know, I did. I even helped out for about a week as a camp counselor once.
About a week.
Yeah, I never did that a year. I helped out on canoe day, where all the kids would go canoeing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I've ever told you guys this story, but I was not the size I am now, but I was still a bigger boy. And I remember you had to take the kid, a kid in front of you, and you sat in the back. But the kid was so much lighter than me.
The canoe was like, oh.
So no, the canoe twisted backwards, and we went down the river backwards because my weight wanted to go first. So all the other kids got to canoe normal. We canoed backwards because of the weight difference. I was like,
kids like screaming.
Yeah. I told the director, I was like, couldn't you give me a chunky kid for crying out loud? Or at least let me be the canoe with the cooler of soda.
That's
the
funny.
Kid had a miserable time, hated it.
Aww.
And I'm like, kid. I'm sorry, the weight thing didn't work out.
Got a couple lines open for you. Why did you get fired from your summer job? 704-570-9595. You know, things were so difficult for that 6 weeks, you couldn't handle it. Will is on hold. He worked at a golf course and got fired for a reason. We'll talk to him coming up in about 4 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's Kiss 95.1. We're the Manny Roy and Loran Morning Show.
We are talking about summer jobs now that summer has started for the high school kids. College kids have been out already, so you got a leg up on your summer jobs. Why were you fired from your summer job, though? 704-570-9595. Now, these are jobs that aren't, like, usually life-changing. They're easy to hire. There are people that are looking for help. You know, your ice cream stores.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like something that especially because the summer's here, they need the help.
Right.
You know, lifeguards, things like that. So why were you fired?
Let's talk with Will and Charlotte. Tell us what happened, Will.
Yeah, my best friend and I got a job as cart boys at a golf course. If you don't know what a cart boy is, it's the person that parks the golf carts before you play and then cleans up kind of all the trash and whatnot out of it afterwards.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you work for tips, right?
I worked for, it was a private golf course, so I'm hired directly from.
Okay.
Yep, and tips too, yeah. But when you clean up the golf cart, sometimes they leave beers and everything on there, so me and my buddies had a stash of quite a few beers, so we kind of finished them at work. And the other job of a cart boy is the guy who picks up all those range balls in that cage golf cart.
Yep, just like Top Golf, yeah.
Exactly. But those golf carts, the cage ones, are gas-powered and really fast.
Okay.
So after a couple beers, me and my friend decided to jump that electric cage golf cart, try to make it over a sand trap.
Oh, my God.
That had a hill on it. And it didn't necessarily go as planned, and we dug, our nose of the golf cart dug straight into the sand trap. And so we had to go get our boss to help us, and we didn't really make it through the rest of the day.
Yeah. Oh, good stuff. So funny.
I hope you guys heard what we just heard.
Yeah, that was really good. Well, thank you, Will, for calling in.
It was such a good story. The alert tones had a fire. They're like, your show's killing it. Stop while you're ahead.
I don't know. Usually there's something in here that flashes when we have an alert coming, but nothing flashed. So, all right, thank you, guys. Hey, we have big news. Beach Mountain, we are coming back, and we'll tell you why just after 9.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
We told you that we had a big announcement for you guys. We're not lying. Hear ye, hear ye.
We are going to Beach Mountain.
Yes, we are. And guess what?
What?
You can come along, too. And we are going to the Land of Oz. We've set this up. The Land of Oz is something. And by the way, if you've ever been to the Land of Oz, like when it was opened originally, I think in the 80s, Loren, it was around.
Really?
Maybe even in the 70s. If you remember the original Land of Oz, can you give us a shout? 704-570-9595. And let us know what you remember about it. Because it was open for a while, then closed for a long time. And like fell into despair and stuff. Then the owner brought it back, but now he only opens it for a little while in the summer and a little while in the fall.
Okay.
And Roy, tell everyone what we've managed to pull off.
We are going to have a special VIP tour of the Land of Oz at Beach Mountain on Friday, June 21st. If I'm not mistaken, it's before it even opens. Like we're going to get like a behind the scenes,
yes,
full access pass to the Land of Oz.
And in order to get in on this and to come hang with us, last time we were at Beach Mountain, it was for an 80s weekend. It was awesome. We had a blast. This time, it's the summer. It's going to be a little nicer out. And we're going to be heading towards the Land of Oz, walking the Yellow Brick Road. The show will be out there with you guys. And in order to get registered, you just have to head over to the website, right?
Mm-hmm. Kiss95.1.com. You can register there.
And we'll pick a bunch of winners, and then you guys will join us. We'll do the show Friday morning, then we'll just bail.
Yeah.
And go up there. I think it's like a 4 o'clock tour or something.
This is cool, by the way. It was opened in the 70s.
Right.
And was fully operational until the 1980s.
I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too.
So scary.
Leave Woofer alone.
Aww.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
Who's going to be Dorothy? Loren?
Nicole be Dorothy.
Do we have to dress up?
You wear pigtails? Your hair's long enough. We can braid them.
Nicole just gave Loren the look of death. Who do you want to be, Nicole?
I don't know, but I just don't think that I identify as anybody.
You could be the lion.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to be myself.
Put him up. Put him up.
Nicole is always ready to fight.
Yeah.
Put him up.
By order.
Yeah. You can curb someone, stop someone on the Yellow Brick Road.
Roy, I'm going to come in there and slap you if you say that one more time.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, why is there red on the Yellow Brick Road?
That's a bloodstain.
Yeah, you know me. Just a freaking convict.
Well, you know, it's because your tattoos, everyone's scared.
Got him in prison, just so you know.
I definitely guess I'd be the scarecrow.
Yeah.
kind of goofy, right? I mean, Loren, Nicole, you're laughing, but I would definitely be the Scarecrow, right?
Yeah, I think so.
And maybe you would be the Tin Man, Nicole, because you got a really tough exoskeleton. But, like, inside you have a heart.
I'm literally done with identifying as Wizard of Oz characters. I'm done.
Can I be Glinda the Good Witch?
Sure. No, you're going to have to be Dorothy.
Why? I want to wear...
You probably have an outfit
gets
like
a
Dorothy.
Tiara and, like, a whole thing. A big ball gown.
And you know damn well in that closet of yours at that new Chateau de Lorraine house, there's red shoes.
Hey, and instead of carrying a picnic basket, you can carry a purse.
Yeah. See?
You got one big enough.
The modern day.
I'll be a flying monkey that can barely get off the ground.
Yeah, Roy could be the wizard.
I'm actually really worried like about the walking. Is there a lot of hills?
Hey, I'm bringing Ruby.
I'm really worried about the walking part of this.
I'm bringing my daughter. I got a stroller, bro.
You are?
I've been to Beach Mountain. Yeah. It's pretty hilly.
How many benches are there, Nicole? Can you look that information up, Loren?
It says it's a good... Evidently, the tour process, I think, is only 30 minutes. It's going to be an hour and a half with Roy's joining.
No.
We'll have to take breaks along the...
The Munchkins will be pulling Roy.
Oh, man.
So, listen, it is a very cool event. It's a VIP experience. And actually, like we said, we're going up there before it even opens. Like, I think our tour is in the afternoon, Friday.
Yeah,
we're
going
to do the show, and we're going to head up to Beach Mountain. We love going up there. So, if you can make that on a Friday, head over to kiss951.com and sign up and get in. It kind of also reminds me of, remember when we talked about Tweetsie back in the day?
Yeah.
How, like, back in the day, apparently... The train ride between the Cowboys and the Native Americans was legit. Like, there was legit beef between the Cowboys and the Native Americans. And
well, I can imagine.
People dress up and stuff?
Do you remember somebody called in and said that they stole her?
Yeah, I do remember
that. Like, they portrayed the Native Americans to come on the train and be bad. So they legit stole her purse, and she had to retrieve it at the front at the end of the day.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, they kept it. They took one of the kids and, like, you got him back that night. They really played
their
character.
Well, we are on your land, so go ahead, sir. Take what you want.
So thank you to the Land of Oz up there in Beach Mountain for letting us do this VIP tour. For your shot to get in, go over to kiss951.com. Couple things before we get out of here. Did you see that Walmart is testing something new? And I know Roy and Loren are going to love this.
Probably has to do with drinking or online shopping.
Yeah.
Do you think it would be easier... or creepier to shop for your groceries online through Walmart? Not only do you not have to leave the house to go pick up the groceries, they deliver the groceries. And guess what?
What?
They'll put them away for you.
Really? I don't know if I need somebody to put them away for me, although I would appreciate that. But I am all in on a grocery delivery, man. You know, I hate, if there's one thing I hate in this entire world, it is grocery shopping. And you would think I would love it because I love to shop, but not in the grocery store.
Starting this fall, they're going to offer the possibility for millions of households in Kansas City, Pittsburgh, Vero Beach, Florida, and the service, if it's popular in those cities, could grow to nationwide.
Oh, it'll be popular in Pittsburgh, especially in the wintertime.
It's
you
called,
can't get anywhere.
It's called Walmart In-Home.
Do you trust who's going into your house?
Well, I mean, if they're an employee, I assume that they've been vetted.
You would hope. They said the same thing about Uber drivers, and we've heard horror stories there. You know.
Also, you don't even have to be home.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I don't like that.
But you could be home and be like, hey, but what are you going to do? Sit there like in a lifeguard chair and be like, that goes in that closet. At that point, you might as well just do it yourself.
Yeah, just put it in the floor and I'll take care of it. I do like the idea. I do hate going shopping. I just went grocery shopping in Harris Teeter yesterday and somehow I spent $200 and
You're not supposed to shop hungry.
I don't even know how that happened. I still look in my cabinet and I feel like I don't have anything.
Did you shop hungry?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I tell you not to. Mm. As you shop hungry, you just load your cart up.
That's true.
Let's say hi to Tracy, you guys.
Hey, Tracy. You went to the original Wizard of Oz, Land of Oz?
Yeah.
So it was opened up back in the 70s and then closed like in the 80s. What do you remember about it?
Well, I remember the yellow brick road and all the miniature houses and things.
It was cool, wasn't it?
The witch's legs. Out from underneath that house. Flip me out.
I'd freak me. Did it move? Did the legs wiggle?
They curl up?
I think they did.
Yeah, that would freak me out.
Sure, but
after watching the movie so much, it's hard to remember the details of the trip from the details of the movie.
It is so cool.
I remember the characters and having some pictures made with them.
We get the tour with Dorothy, too, which is awesome. So it's not like we just randomly walk down the Yellowbrick Road. We get to go VIP style with Dorothy. So are you going to try and get in on this, too?
Come back with us?
Yeah, Tracy, go sign up at kiss951.com.
I will.
Well, give us a little bit, because it's not up yet.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
But give us a couple hours. We'll work it out.
This is going to be cool, because I guess when they closed down the first time, like props were vandalized, things were stolen, they were left unexposed to the elements, and now it's like all fixed back up and like bright and shiny.
Yeah. Did you go to Tweetsie Railroad by any chance back in the day when it was legit? Like,
yeah, I went as a kid. I remember going and getting my little pop shotgun and wearing my little cowboy hat.
But do you remember, because we heard stories from a while ago that the Native American and the cowboys would fight and they would come on the train and legit scare you.
Yeah. I took my kids, as a matter of fact, when they were little, and they did that. And my one kid, she got all into that and was fighting back with them. And my other one, of course, was scared to death.
They've really toned it down. Thanks, Tracy. We hope to see you out there at Beach Mountain with us.
Having nightmares for like 2 years.
I know. Let's tone down the train ride a little.
Yeah.
Okay. We got to get to one more thing before we get out of here. Coming up in about 10 minutes. We talked about it earlier this morning. Loren brought it to our attention that she found an article about parents.
Yeah, the things that they used to do back in the day that they could not get away with now.
So we took a bunch of calls during commercial, and we have those for you. You got to hear some of the things that the kids said their parents let them do, including riding in the trunk. Wait to hear how many miles one person rode in the trunk with her friends, coming up in under 10 minutes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
You know, times are different, but there, you could probably remember in your childhood things that your parents did that they definitely could not get away with now.
Loren, you found a list.
Yep.
And one of them was like somebody got dropped off at the beach.
Yeah, at like 6 a.m. and not picked up until like 9 p.m. Yeah.
And they were like 8 and 12 years old.
Yeah.
It's like, watch out for your sister.
Look out for sharks.
You guys take care of each other.
So we have some phone calls left over from this morning. We wanted to let you guys hear them. This is things that your parents did back in the day that wouldn't fly now. Beck in Hickory, how are you?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you doing up there with all that rain, man?
Yeah, it's a big bottle of suck. That's what it is. It's horrible.
I know. We feel bad for you guys up there, so we're keeping you in our minds this morning. What's going on?
So I grew up in private school in Florida, and from kindergarten through eighth grade. At about seventh grade, I'd had enough of the principal paddling me. It happened a lot, actually. I was kind of a bad kid, allegedly. And just one day, I decided to take that paddle from that guy. And I was like, no, you're not hitting me again. You're not my dad. Well, he did call my dad. And my dad came down there with about 35 minutes of anger. And he paddled me.
Oh, my God. Yeah, man.
He was like, oh, you're right. I'm not your dad. Tell you what, we're going to get him down here. We'll figure this thing out. And so he got down there, and he was pretty pissed. It was pretty funny.
All right, thanks, dude. You too.
Hey, Todd.
How are you today?
Hi, bud. We're doing really well. Something that you did as a kid is something that I used to do as a kid. What is it?
That's right. I grew up in West Virginia, and they'd just throw you in the back of the bed of a truck and drive all over the place.
Yeah,
wherever they wanted to go.
And how old do you think you were?
West Virginia to Myrtle Beach. Probably up until about the age of 8.
Yeah. Bouncing around, your butt's
having
hurting.
Fun. Dad would purposely hit the bumps hard dad. So you bounce around.
Yeah. And they didn't have any of that padded bed liner back in the day, did they, Todd?
No way. No. All metal. Yes. All metal, all fun, all the time.
Straight metal.
And part of it was rusted out.
Yeah. Fall right through.
Hope you have a tennis shot.
Yeah, now if Todd was doing that,
or
if Todd did that to his kids, somebody would have a camera out. Yeah. They would be on video, and you'd be on Twitter in 10 minutes as a bad parent.
Let me tell you how bad I am.
Thanks,
I don't
Todd.
Even think it's still illegal. I think it's still fine. Like, I don't even think it's that big of a deal.
Yeah, I think it is illegal.
I think so. But
you got belts back there?
It was so common. You know what I mean? It was so common as a kid. Let's talk with Ashley in Taylorsville. Hey, Ashley.
Hey.
What would happen to you as a kid? What would your parents do that they just can't get away with now?
Well, I mean, I was born in the 80s, and when school was out, it didn't matter if it was 100 degrees outside. If it wasn't raining, you played outside. And if you came inside too many times, then the door got locked. And if you were thirsty, there was a water hose. There was really no fear for heat exhaustion.
It is so crazy. That is so crazy. And it's just like other things, too, Ashley. Like, I grew up in New Jersey in like a suburban neighborhood, and I would, in the summer, like no camp or anything, we would, none of the kids went to camp. We would just leave the house at, you know, 8 a.m. and come back at 8 p.m.
Yeah.
And there was no cell phones. There was no way of our parents knowing where the hell we were.
Yeah, I just had to be back before the, street lights.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what happens is you did that, and our parents were probably like, okay, we'll do it again tomorrow.
Yeah.
Now it would be like, where are you? What's going on?
This is Diane and Spruce Pine. Welcome to the show, Diane.
Thanks.
Where would your friend's parents let you ride?
We lived in Wilson then, and they let us ride in the trunk of their Cadillac. About
in the trunk? Like, they would close the trunk?
And you would willingly...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
It was a big trunk. It was one of those old gray Cadillacs with a black roof. You can fit about 10 kids on the back seat.
What the heck are you doing back there in the trunk?
I'm not kidding. We just thought it was great. We did. It's dark.
It's bumpy. Where were you going?
Are you pretending you're getting kidnapped? Like, I mean, what? Yeah. I don't understand why you would want to ride in the trunk.
Well, let me tell you, it was so much fun. We laughed till we peed ourselves. But we would be going to the pool. So that tells you it was summer in the country club. And it was like 15 miles away.
You would drive in the trunk for 15 miles?
Oh, yeah.
How could you breathe?
And then when you get there, your friend's parents pop the trunk and kids pop out like a clown car.
Yep.
All right. Thanks for the call. That's awesome. Hmm. You know, it's funny. I'm thinking, too, when we left the house, Roy, you were probably the same way when our parents would just not keep an eye on us and let us run around.
Yeah.
You know, like, we got into some stuff.
Yeah. I would break into... like construction sites and vacant things.
Yeah, we were building tree forts in our backyard, and we would go get wood from the new development they were building around the corner, and I'm pretty sure it wasn't all scrap. Like, I have a feeling like we took wood that, like, was legit used for the house.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, and nails.
Yeah.
We found a box of nails. You hear my friend go, jackpot! load our pockets with nails.
Jackpot.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I remember one time we crawled through a sewer pipe. Like, I would never let Dave do that.
Yeah, I did that, too.
Just, like, because. I don't know. It was like one of those drain ditch things, you know?
I remember somebody threw out a bed on the side of the road, and we had fun on that thing for, like, hours.
Yeah, bed bugs.
Yeah! No fear, though, Lorraine. That's what we did as kids. Who needed camp? You know what? The world was our camp.
Yeah.
The teacher, the disgusting things around us. The Maine, Roy and Lorraine show on Kiss 95.1.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.